Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In April 2012, we were at the NEC in Birmingham for Gadget Show Live. Here's one of our interviews recorded at the show.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Now, Carl, it's not often that you and I fight over who's going to do an interview, is it?
No, it's my turn. Let me do this one.
No, I'm sorry. I'm having
this one.
No,
let me do it.
I'm doing this one because I've absolutely fallen in love with this amazing little product. I don't know how best to describe it. 2, maybe 3 inches long, black plastic. Doesn't look terribly inspiring until you actually find out what it does.
Is it like a telescope, isn't it? No, not a telescope, it's a periscope. That's what it looks like.
It's incredibly clever. I'm not going to do this justice, so I'm going to hand over to Tom, who is the inventor of the Bubble Pix.
Absolutely. Well, the product here, the hardware, is called the Bubble Scope, and you're right, it's a capsule-like little device. It's an optical accessory that clips onto the back of your smartphone. And here in front of me, I've got an iPhone 4. Works best with the 4S because it's just got a much better camera. And you interface the two together by using a special protective case with a connector around the camera of your iPhone.
So just to be absolutely clear, you have to have this particular case and it has a special connector that the scope clips into.
That's right, but the case works like any protective cover, so you could drop your phone with it and it'll be good.
I was going to say, that's not much different from your case, is it, Pete?
It's not dissimilar, actually. I'm assuming as well it offers a certain degree of protection there.
Yeah, you'll see that the kind of raised edge sits well above the screen. So, in fact, I have dropped it a couple of times in this case and it's done the job. My screen is still intact. But importantly, it's the way of connecting the Bubble Scope to your phone. And it doesn't have electric, so it's just an optical accessory. You were absolutely right, Carl, in saying that it's like a periscope. So this is like a bubble periscope. You clip it on the back, you pop open the bubble. I designed that feature to be a little bit like the deneuralizer in Men in Black. Do you know the little...
When I first saw it, I absolutely thought that. You pop it in and a little popper pops up on a little stalk.
Exactly.
Superb. So just to describe this for our listeners, this is a standard iPhone 4. On the back is clipped this periscope device that slots very, very neatly in. And effectively, you've got a raised pod about an inch or so above the top of the iPhone. And it's using the iPhone rear mounted camera to do something clever. Now, what does it do?
What it does is it bends the line. First of all, the camera sees into it like the periscope. It looks into it through one direction, then it looks upwards and it shoots a panoramic scene, full 360 degrees, off a very clever optical reflector. Now, if you feel the capsule when I remove it, you'll get the sense that there's a good weight to this. And it's not a heavy object, but it's got a good quality to it. And the reason there is I use just precision glass optics, no plastic lenses involved. So that means that I guess we're making the most out of the camera that's in your phone. The product won't do is degrade the quality. You slide it onto the back, and operation is so simple. Look at this. So we pop up the lens. Now, with the hardware, which is the Bubble Scope, comes an app called Bubble Pix.
Which, of course, is a free app.
It's a free app, indeed. I open Bubble Pix, I go to capture, and immediately we can see ourselves in full 360 degrees. You can't believe the maths that's actually going on here. It's computing this 360 panoramic field of view. It's feeding it down. It's remapping it into a virtual sphere inside this app, and it gives you such a true, natural, fast feel. And you can shoot simply in one click. You can start shooting video, or you can shoot the entire panorama as an image in the same way that you'd see a Google Street View image. And all this power in your smartphone.
So this is superb. You're just flicking through with your finger here,
yep.
And it's going pretty fast, isn't it? So you've got a very, very smooth, full 360 image. Presumably, if you capture an image, if you just take that picture,
yep.
That stores in your library as normal.
Absolutely.
Now, I've looked, when you open this up, this looks like a sort of a weird, almost like a CD. It's a circular image.
Yeah, we call them donuts. And if you look at them natively without the viewer, then they do look a little bit odd. That's why the smartphones enabled this technology to leap forward. I was looking at various other guises of the technology through the prototyping I've done over the last decade, and when you had to post-process it on your computer, it was just nowhere near the intuitive experience it is now. The fact that the apps and the iPhones and various smartphones are so fast and so powerful means you don't have to see the donut, you just see it naturally as a scene. There's a couple of features to the scope as it fits on the back of the case, and one is the fact that you can change the orientation of the scope so that you can shoot in wide-angle landscape mode. And what's neat about that is that the product self-stands. So you can actually, you don't have to hold it in your hands, you could put it down on a table, it could be shooting 360 video of the party that was around you. whatever you happen to be recording.
Oh, stunning. That's been really well thought out, hasn't it? So
this is going to be ideal for things like, well, Glastonbury, any festival where you want to actually take pictures that embrace the crowd to show the expanse and the extent of the actual event. I mean, this is not just landscapes. This is, well, this is just a necessity, really, isn't it?
What I've tried to do is I've tried to make this this exciting media of immersive 360, which I haven't invented. You know, back in the late 90s, Apple were doing a lot with QT VR. For 100 years, photographers have been developing all sorts of means of capturing panoramas. There's nothing new about that. What I'm trying to do, I wear as much of a product design hat as I do an innovator, inventor hat. I'm a techie, I'm as geeky as you get, but I kind of have to make things work for people at the same time. So I try and make it as cool as possible. And the aim has been to open up 360 immersive media to as many people as possible. So I had to make it small, compact, affordable. I mean, what would you expect a product like this to retail for?
Well, I don't know what I'd expect, but I know I'd be happy to spend, I don't know, £100 and £100 plus even on something as good as this.
We thought that was a little bit high, and so we've aimed for a £65 price point, and that's what we're able to achieve.
£65? Is that all that for £65? So hold on, mate. We got the case that protects your phone,
and is it £20 in their own right? So
absolutely. Yeah. We got this magnificent lens system, which is slick, neat, fits in your pocket, all self-protecting in itself. So obviously, and you get the app.
But not only the app. This is the other part of what we've done, and I've built a wonderful team. We're all British, scattered across every corner of the country, and I've got my optical engineer in Yorkshire and my app developers in Newcastle, my creatives down in the South Coast. And what we realised was there was no point creating this new media, putting it in people's hands with the app, if people couldn't share it. It's because these day and age, social media is all about sharing. And we couldn't put the 360 videos onto YouTube because YouTube doesn't support 360. You can't put the 360 pictures onto Flickr because Flickr doesn't support the 360 imagery. So we've created Bubble Picks. I suppose as part of the purchase price, you get your scope, you get your protection case, you get your app, and you also get unlimited use of Bubble Picks, so you can share as much of this content as you want. And importantly, by default, your images are private. You make the decision to make them public, because I know there's a lot of hoo-ha about people saying, oh, I don't want my images to be in the public domain with everybody. So we've gone, by default, they're private, but if you want to use Bubble Picks, use it as much as you like and share your images, then you can embed the bubbles into your own website and link with Twitter and all that kind of stuff.
Superb. Is there a fee for storing your images on the site?
Not at the moment, no. I mean, I think we didn't want to inhibit our kind of early adopters and people, so we'll let, you know, if the first through the door will get to use it as much as they want to. If in 6 months we're finding that there are some really big heavy users, we might have to charge something for some sort of storage, but we don't have any intention to do that at the moment. So, and everything's scalable on servers, so we can kind of scale up the supply of the bandwidth to the demand that we have.
That makes sense. There's clearly some leisure applications for this, going out and about, recording your parties by leaving this on a table. But there's also some very good business options here as well. Something like a property estate agent where you can stick this in the middle of a house and show the entire 360 panorama of where you are.
Absolutely.
And even at the gadget show, of course, where you hold it up in the air, you've got a nice picture of everything around you.
Absolutely, yeah. And if part of my professional background has been in doing high-end 3D visualizations of architectural developments, so I quite often would work with architects and interior designers to repurpose new developments of some sort. And the first job I always had, no matter what the project was to visit a site and to try and capture it as a panorama, to try and understand the space that we were going to regenerate. And it's really hard work to stand there and really accurately get all the imagery that you need to then build something in 3D virtual reality. And so, in a way, I kind of developed this as a tool for myself as a 3D artist, because you just go to a space, shoot the bubble in a different locations, and hey presto, you've got the images that you need in one photograph.
None of that silly stitching it all together.
None of that silly stitching it all together. And what the benefit you get without the stitching is that you don't get the artifacts in the images that you can do if you're stitching. Don't get me wrong, stitching can be brilliant when you're the only person on top of the hilltop and you want to capture the panorama around you. But what I wanted to do was make this immersive media appealing to people who just love to travel and adventure. And I now go back in my mind to all the places I've been to where I would love to revisit with the bubble scope.
Absolutely, and this is really cutting edge, isn't it? You've got prototypes, they're not quite ready for mass retail yet?
We're pretty close to mass production now. We're finishing tooling in the Far East at the moment, and we are penned for a retail launch in June, so things will be shipped at the end of May, so that's really quite close. You know, we've done all the tinkering we can do on this first generation product. It's as good as we're going to get it, so we're ready for launch. My father's a helicopter engineer, so I've become by default a stickler for detail, so all the little features you've got to get right. You get the chance to launch a product once, once. It's very different if you're a big corporate. We're not a big corporate. I'm a self-funded inventor from Malmesbury and Wiltshire. There's a big difference between me and Sony. So when I launch a product, I got one shot, and you got to get it right. But I think we're there. I think we're there. And some of the endorsements we're getting are fantastic. So I've got people like Jamie Oliver who've said, I love the product. I'm going to do 360 video casts from my home where I can do a. I can just put this on the kitchen top. I don't need all the production staff. I don't need the cameramen. I can make a much more personal connection with my fans, stick it on my website, and it's just another way of expanding his brand and engaging his audience and all that kind of thing. And to me, what's exciting now is who's going to use it to do what? I don't know. I mean, I just film me and my son and my family, but creative people are going to do awesome things. So the you know, and I've got to get them in the hands of some great adventurers as well, the kind of people that climb to the top of Everest. Once you've achieved that thing, you should have a bubble scope in your hand.
If I'm right, Susie Perry's stolen one already.
No, she's on the floor somewhere about to steal one of my prototypes. So yes, I co-judged something with her years ago, so she saw one of my old prototypes and fell in love with the concept of it, but she's actually not seen the final thing. They demoed a prototype on the show itself, which was really good, but they I've been promising her for months that she can have one of her own, so I'm quite looking forward to giving it to her quite shortly. So yeah,
excellent. Well, I'm very, very impressed. The final thing I found was a rather nice little feature as well, is you can export these as generic 360 panoramas, very sort of long and thin panorama images.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds a bit, but we call them equi-rectangular panoramas, but they're just super, super widescreen. So yeah, you can do that, and you could embed it in a PDF or put it as an email attachment or do whatever you want to do with it. It's something quite artistically charming about them, and for that reason I've put a direct upload to Instagram feature inside the app. Because they look quite arty, they've got this full 360 field of view, we thought, well, let's see if people want to share them on Instagram, and it's proving to be really popular. So then you can add all the filter effects you want to, and we're at an interesting point now, so ready to launch.
And Tom, if someone wants to find out more about these, where do they go?
You go to bubblepix.com, which is where you'll find everything about the community and what we're building and the app. The app's already available from the App Store, and you can download that. It's a light version at the moment, but it has loads of demo images. And I think over the course of the next few weeks and months, we should start to see a bit of press coverage here and there as well, because we've got a story to tell, and people seem to be very keen on telling it. So I'm thankful to you guys for your time and for inviting me to be part of your radio cast.
Excellent. Well, what we're going to do, I'm going to ask Carl to distract you.
Okay.
While you're looking over there, I'm going to nick that one and run away. Is that all right, Carl? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, who's got Stop Thief?
For links, pictures, and more coverage of Gadget Show Live 2012, go to frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
Hi, this is Susie Perry, and you're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
We hope you found this interview of interest. If you'd like to find out more about our regular podcasts and maybe sign up, have a little listen to what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Yeah, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.